It's a sense of balance physically, forward to back, left to right. So your body can kind of just rest on the chair, on the floor. And then that balance, finding a place of ease, a sense of non-effort. So the posture almost holds itself up. And inviting a sense of elongation through the head and neck toward the sky. Also, a quality of openness, of receptivity, a sense of listening deeply to your body, to your breath. What is present right now? Listening without any agenda, without any need to change or to fix. Trusting that simply knowing, simply being present is enough. And finding a place of mental balance. Not going into the future or the past. Inviting yourself to really inhabit what's here right now, what's right in front of us. Letting the future take care of itself. Letting the past rest. And beginning the meditation by opening to the experience of sound. Letting the sounds simply come into your ears. No need to strain to find them. Just a relaxed receptivity. Letting yourself notice both the obvious and subtle sounds. Sounds within your room, sounds outside. Letting the vehicle of knowing be more and more spacious, expansive. As if the sounds are being known, being received in the very space of your room, not just the narrow confines of your ears. As if the very air is listening. And seeing if you can bring that same spacious awareness to the experience of breathing. noticing wherever the breath is the most obvious. Perhaps the belly, the tip of the nostrils, the chest. And letting your attention rest there, in the simplicity of each breath. When you find that your mind becomes distracted, this is to be expected. This is natural. No need to add tension or self-judgment to that. Simply realize, oh, I'm thinking. I'm distracted. And then gently, without tension, come back. Come back to the breath. Now allowing the breath to be felt as a whole body experience. Noticing how the belly, torso, chest raises and lowers. You may feel the gentle movement of the shoulders with each breath. The movement of the spine. You may even feel the movement of the limbs with each breath, very subtle. Resting in the direct knowing of the breath. And now see if you can sense the breath as sensation, as the pressure change, the tingling, letting the idea of breathing, the concept of breath fall away. So it's just the direct experience. This is actually richer than any word can describe. And this week, we open to body sensations. The breath, of course, is one sensation that flows through our body. Noticing the nuance of these changing sensations of the breath. And mindfulness has a capacity to change its focal depth, its magnification, if you will. So let's play with that a little bit. Letting your attention come into one of your hands, feeling the palm of that hand. Almost as if you're shining a flashlight on this particular part of your body. Sensing what this palm feels like in this moment. And now this moment. The tingling, the warmth, coolness, pressure. Hard to put words to it when you really look. Now noticing the back of the hand. Letting yourself receive those sensations, just like you would receive a sound arising within this room or outside. Curious, without agenda, simply experiencing this aspect of being alive, the back of the hand. And now feeling the hand as a whole, the front surface and the back surface, the fingers, the thumb, the wrist. You might notice as you feel into the experience of the hand, the idea of hand, the concept of hand seems to fade. The outline of it becomes less distinct. This teaches us how idea, thought, can lock our experience in a particular way, whether it's our body, the idea of another person, the ideas of ourselves. Meditation offers to teach us this freedom from concept, from idea. Teaches us the potential of fully experiencing life just how it is. And now letting your awareness shift to the other hand, exploring on your own the fingers, maybe one at a time, noticing the palm and the back of the hand, the wrist, letting your internal awareness slowly explore this other hand. Again, as the mind gets distracted, this is to be expected. This is natural. It doesn't mean any kind of failure as a meditator. Simply beginning again. This capacity of mindfulness to be directed, to rest on a particular part of the body or part of experience can be very helpful. It can help us ground ourselves, steady ourselves when we're feeling off balance emotionally or mentally. It can help us explore a particular aspect of our bodies that might be painful. Feeling the pain in the same innocence, the same curiosity. How it's constantly fluxing and changing. And this applies equally to emotional pain. Letting your attention rest there, how it's felt as a body experience. Intentionally directing our attention. And mindfulness also can be much more receptive, not focusing on a particular part of the body, but the whole of the body. So let your attention step back a little bit from the hands, so you can feel or sense the whole body. As you do so, whatever area seems to light up in your attention, your awareness, let your attention rest there. until the next thing arises to draw your attention. As I do that right now, shoulder, neck, palms, lower back. I'm naming where my attention is drawn each moment. Staying relaxed, receptive, but open to the entirety of this body, sitting. And if nothing is particularly drawing your attention, resting on the breath, now coming back to the breath as the primary anchor focus of attention. Feeling in a broad way this movement through the whole body. And also broadening the attention. If a sound arises, your attention acknowledges and knows. As a particular part of the body offers sensation, meeting that, feeling that. So we're sitting, feeling the breath, feeling sensations, experiencing sound, all in a receptive, quiet way. In a few moments, you hear the sound of the bell. Listening to the bell within the context of the meditation. And waiting till the sound completely fades before you slowly shift out of the meditative space.